Blog Talk Radio.
Hola, 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 my loves. I hope that you are well and blessed on this beautiful October the 2nd, 2018. I am sitting outside and embracing God's beauty, looking above me, and the sky is amazingly beautiful. The trees are bright green. The colors of fall haven't come into this area quite yet, but I feel it coming and I feel good. I just wanted to quickly, I just thought about it. A lot of people hear me say hola, and sometimes I say it and people think that I speak Spanish, but hola is pretty much, hola and bella are like the only two Spanish words that I frequently use and that I know what it means. But hola reminds me of a trip that I went to Spain and stayed there for 2 weeks about 6 years ago, and it was one of the most amazing experiences I ever had in my life. And it kind of like made me think about today. I was with about 20 people, you know, all from different backgrounds, different races, different cultures, different regions. I mean, from all over the world. Some from Spain, some from London, some from Paris, some from, we had, Croatia, some from LA, some from Texas. It was some from Detroit. It was a mixture of us. We were all together for 2 weeks, and it was the most beautiful thing, again, that I've ever encountered. And I left there saying hola because I just, it was a greeting that I got. And when I got it, it was with smiles and hugs and love and wine and bread. And so when I say it, I try to give people that same feeling that I got every time I heard it when I was in Spain. So I just wanted to just share that part. And again, the people reminded me of the message that God gave me this morning. And this morning he gave me the word talented, talents. And so I went to research the word, and talent means the natural aptitude or skill or the natural endowment of a person. And so, of course, if he gives me a word, I want to go see biblically what is said about the word. And so my mind came to the parable of talents. And so I Googled and I found Matthew 25 and 15. I mean, you don't have to be a Bible thumper, bumper, whatever they call it, but the Bible is really there to help give us a guideline, a GPS, if you will, definition into our everyday life. And so it's beneficial. Again, I always say that even if you're not a follower of Christ, which amazing, the most amazing relationship I've ever had, you can still find so much juice, so much, you know, vitamin. So it's just so much in the word of God that will give you the boost that you need, a push that you need to go out and be who you're called to be and use your talents. And so the scripture that I came across is Matthew 25 and 15. And it says, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. To each according to their own ability. And then he kept and went on his journey. Again, to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to their own ability. This is so powerful in today's society, today's generation, with the blending of the millennials and, you know, the generations before and before that all coming together, and mostly the world of social media. Social media can have a way in making one forget about, to each he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to their own ability, because it gives us a persona. In television too, reality TV, movies, all of these things can give a persona to, I need to have that. I need to be where they are in my life. My life is not right because I don't have what they have. But if we remember, we reflect, we all were giving something. To each he gave 5, to another he gave 2, to one he gave 1. We all were given something. We see this in the disabled, the handicapped, how really it's not even handicapped, because you see with the Olympics, you see with different organizations, you see, you know, with different books and different people who are on television who have what we would call disabilities who have abilities to do greater things than we can. They have people who have one leg, one limb, no limb, and are running marathons that I couldn't make a mile in. And so, again, to one he gave five, to another he gave two, to another one. There is something inside of you that is so great, so precious, so needed in this world that you cannot look at someone else's goals or dreams or accomplishments or whatever it is that they may have and think, oh, I need that to succeed, because it's a lie. It is a lie that has been created by the enemy. It's a lie from the time you hear it, the time you think it, it's a lie. So wash it out. Take that. And when you're going through moments, if you're going through moments, if you know someone who else is going through moments, share this message with them and tell them, you know, when you're going through it, say, wait, God gave me a talent. To each, he gave one. If I could just take my one and accomplish something great, just imagine what I can be. Just imagine what I can do with the one that he gave me. Oprah, she used her one, and look how her one has applied into many, so many. I mean, just look at her, the legacy, the empire that she's building. She used her one. And that says a lot. I mean, I said that name. There's so many names that I can name. There's so many people that I know personally who don't even have a platform who I can name that has used their one. But I'm using that name because it's a name that many of you know. And so she used that one. If you look at her story, she used that one. She had a microphone in her hand. She wasn't even, the image that she is today was not the image that she was then. So if you look at her then and how society is now off of looks and size and all this other stuff, she would have made it. She would have not made it if she did not know who she was and know that she was talented today. So today I just want to encourage you, you were created with a natural aptitude or a skill. There is something inside of you that you have. And even if you are working it and it feels like you are just working in vain, remember, your labor is not in vain. Keep on doing it. You're not doing it for man. You're doing it to give glory to God. So don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Keep pushing. And if you need to start, go ahead on and start, because he gave you something. And don't die with it being hidden. No hidden talents. We can't read your talent on your tombstone. It doesn't show up if we don't know about it. So today I just encourage you. And Father God, I just ask that you would just be in the midst of those who are walking in their talents and ready to give up, Lord God, because they don't have the support that they think that they need, Lord God, or the finance that they think they need, Lord God. I know that you are a way maker, so I pray that you would be with them today and be the way that they need. Show them the doors that they can walk through. Show them the things that they have that's easily accessible to them now, Lord God, to help them in their journey where they don't quit, Lord God. And for those who are just sitting and not knowing who they are in you, Lord God, I pray that you will whisper your voice into them, whisper into their hearts, whisper into their talent so they can arise, Lord God, and be who you call them to be. Because, Lord God, I know that you gave each and every one of us a purpose. And I pray that each and every one of your children, Lord God, will walk in their purpose, and that it pleases you and it pleases your heart, and that it brings joy and light to others. Let us be the hands and the feet of Jesus. Let us rise, Lord God, over hatred, over lack, over inabilities, Lord God, but just let us be who you call us to be. And we thank you, Father. Amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be joy. Be love. Be all that you are called to be. Go out and love on somebody today. Forgive somebody today and walk in your talent, in your purpose. Bye-bye. Love you.